Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi everyone and welcome to Express Sports Podcast. You're listening to Game Time with me, Mihir Vasavda, and as always, with me is Amit Kamat. But today, the two of us aren't alone. I mean, that really doesn't make sense. Two of us can't be alone, but well, we have a very special guest joining us today. And Amit and I thought that since this is the weekend where the inaugural Women's Premier League comes to an end, we should do something about it. And we should... Kafi sare ideas aaya Amit hume. The worst one was two of us talking about it, which thankfully isn't the thing that's happening. So we've got the best thing possible. You've got a player who's lit up the WPL, who's been one of the standout performers this season. And she's been gracious enough to spare around a good enough time for us to take us through the season and talk about all things WPL and women's cricket. Of course, we're talking about Grace Harris of Australia, who plays for UP Warriors. Amit, excited to talk to her?
Absolutely. I think Grace is, I don't know if you followed her social media, but she's one of the most amiable, fun-loving cricketers there is. I mean, she's completely embraced the Indian culture. She's trying to learn a little bit of Hindi. So that kind of makes it fun as well. She's not just talking about cricket. She's also talking about life in India, life in Mumbai, exploring those facets of being in India. So that kind of also gave it a different dimension. So yeah, very excited to talk to her.
Yeah, I mean, as long as she's talking Hindi and not the other way around, we aren't talking in Australian, thick Australian accent, that should be fine. But we'll not take a lot of our listeners' time right now and straight away dive into the interview. Here we go.
Hi, Grace. Welcome to the Game Time podcast of Indian Express. I see that from your social media that you've been practicing your Hindi slang. So we wanted to welcome you with a little bit of Australian slang that we've picked up from your social media handle. So please don't mind if I get this wrong. How are you going this Arvo?
Yeah, well played.
Wow.
I'm very well this afternoon.
But Grace, please rate it on the scale of 1 to 10. How bad was it? Please, don't be polite.
If 1 is ordinary and 10's nailed it, you're at an 8.5, okay?
Oh, well done. Well done.
I'll take an 8.5 any day.
Yeah, yeah. You need that, just that extra bit of ochre to it. That'll get you the 10.
I didn't know how offensive that would be if I tried to do an accent, you know, so which is why I stuck to what I know best.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
What's your slang game been like during the WPL?
Indian slang, not very good. Shabash, shabash. I've learned that one. and cello, cello. Come on, cello. Let's go, cello. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, that's let's go.
And shabash is well done. So Indian slang, I've kind of tried to cover a few of the common phrases outside of just uta daiga, which is our will answer, and dil jitangi. I haven't got that one down yet, okay?
But that's okay. You still won hearts. Yeah. Safe to say that you still won hearts, even if you are stumbling a little bit. That's okay.
I'm trying.
That's all that matters. Okay, on that note, let's chalo chalo. Let's start with the interview for real. Grace, you know, you've been here for a while now, playing in the WPL, the first WPL as it is. What have been some of the things that have stood out for you in this league?
India's depth mainly, and seeing some of the uncapped players and definitely meeting the under-19 World Cup players, obviously haven't had a lot to do with them like in the top in international cricket. But just to see the depth of players that India has here and the WPL, there's been some standout performances. And to see someone like Parshavi, who's bowled the 19th over to a set Ash Gardner in one of our round games and done very well for us. I just thought someone like her, that just outstanding, and I've just loved it.
Grace, if we were to go back a bit in time, what were your expectations when you came to India in terms of everything, you know, from the quality of the games to the organization to your stuff outside the field as well? And how did it pan out in reality?
I actually didn't know what to expect. And cultural-wise, Australian and Indians are different. And I've just really embraced anything that's come up. And that's kind of been my attitude towards touring here and traveling here. And I've been very impressed. I've been very impressed with the WPL. I think the venues have been outstanding for the cricket that we want to play, and the crowds have really gotten behind us, although they're cheering for Mumbai Indians every time we play them. So, you know, I'd like some, you know, more UP Warriors support. How it's run and being based in the one city's made traveling a lot easier too. If you compare in domestic travel to our Big Bash, I actually haven't mind being based in Mumbai and just getting on bus rides to and from the ground. I've loved the whole experience, and I think it's been a well-run competition and just really well thought out. And I even love the length of the games, or, you know, the length of the competition. I don't mind. I think it's enough cricket, and it's just fantastic. It gives a lot of the girls an opportunity. Limiting the 4 internationals per team, I thought at the start I was like, no, it kind of sucks because you've signed 6, so you're going to miss out. You know, as an international, you get a bit, you know, kind of like greedy for the opportunity to play and whatnot. But I fully support the Indian players developing their domestic competition at home, so you can understand all of the reasoning and you can understand why there's certain rules in play. But, yeah, I've loved it. I really have. I've enjoyed my time here, and I didn't really have any expectations. I try not to, because maybe sometimes if you have expectations, they're either too low or they're too high. So I try and roll with whatever happens. I'm just embracing it and going with it.
Right. Chris, I wanted to understand, when you did come here, what are the kind of things that the uncapped Indian players, the players wanted to pick your brains about? What are the things they've been asking you? And what are the things that you've been learning from them? Maybe there have been things that you've picked up from an Indian player, except the lingo and the language, of course.
Well, what I've learned from them is how they go about cricket and how they don't really have any switch-off time from cricket, which as an Australian, I find that very funny. Like, cricket's just all year round here, and they love it. They play it all the time, and I find that really fun, like really different, because I love cricket, but sometimes I do love my holiday, my break, you know, away from the game and just to pursue other interests. But they just love it, and they want to chat cricket and they want to watch it and everything. So I love that. I love the fact that they're so passionate about it and they're really engaged in the game. And what they've asked me about mainly is how they perform and what shot selection that they're doing out in the middle to a certain bowler in certain conditions, for instance. I try and tell them what I would do, but sometimes it's transferable because, you know, we might play a similar style of cricket, but sometimes it's not, because I'm not the best sweeper or I'm not a reverse sweeper or something like that. So if they think about that shot and they think that that's a good option, the only advice that I can give them is that I'll back them in to play it out in the middle. And otherwise, we've just been talking tactics, short boundaries with left-handers and right-handers and all sorts of stuff, really cricket-related. But off the field, it's been fantastic. I've learned about karaoke. We get chocolate cake when we win, and there's a clapping at the hotel. There's just, it's insane. So I've loved it.
Do you have a favorite place right now in Mumbai yet?
We went to a villa, the charcoal villa yesterday. I think that's not, I don't know if it's in Mumbai. We went to a jet boat ride across the, from the gateway out, but very nice. I like that place. And otherwise,
I mean, too much sun to go out in the sea, but yeah, always good fun.
Otherwise Mumbai, I've been going to Stu's Head a bit. It's nice.
Grace, of course, WPL is great for Indian cricket, for world cricket, but it's not the first domestic league to come up in this way, right? We've had tournaments in Australia, in England. If you were to kind of compare and contrast the three tournaments, how different are they and what do they bring to women's cricket overall?
I think they're not too dissimilar. I think they bring opportunity for players to stand up against the best, especially younger or domestic players, to prove their case for, or to push their case for international selection. And I think that's fantastic for every domestic league to have. And so I think that's the commonality between all three leagues, with the England, WBBL and the WPL. The difference is probably just the length of the games. The WBBL is obviously the longest competition so far. And it's 120 balls. The 100 comps, 100 balls. So you're in a shorter game. So you probably have to play a little bit more expansive cricket. So you're developing probably that more attacking mindset earlier. And then the WPL's brand new this year. It's probably very similar to the WBBL, but probably just not as many games, which I don't really mind. But for the domestic players, that's to push their case for international selection. Maybe they might fight for more games in the WPL to showcase their skills across a longer period of time, where you can perform more consistently for a longer period of time, to really be like, listen, I'm here, and you know, I'm doing this under all sorts of pressure and in all sorts of situations. Like, maybe you're going through a rough patch and you got to try and ride it out, and you get the extra games to really push your case as well. You get the extra games. Schmidty might have wanted a couple more innings to get that 50 to then really get flowing and get into a game. But either way, I see it as a positive. There's no negatives from any of this space or any of the comps. I think it's fantastic for world cricket, for women's cricket in general. It's just been awesome.
Chris, you kind of spoke about how it's fantastic for women's cricket and cricket in general. We remember when the IPL came, league cricket kind of like took off. So before the WPL, you know, was just being planned, and there was the auction which was supposed to happen, was there chatter among, you know, international cricketers, like cricketers such as yourself, thinking about what this league could do to women's cricket? What was that conversations? What were those conversations like?
To be honest, I didn't have too many conversations about WPL, because, again, being a new comp, you never know whether you picked up or not at an auction. So you don't know if you're going to have an impact or not, or if it's going to affect you or not, or the world. And then we also kind of came, we were more focused on winning a World Cup at that stage too. So we probably had a lot of conversations about another tournament that was currently happening. But outside of that, there'd be a casual chat about the WPL, and another domestic league is never going to hurt international cricket. Another domestic league to grow the game in another country, that there's never going to be a negative effect for that, is there? It's more opportunity to play games, more opportunity to earn a living doing something that you love doing, playing cricket, more opportunity for the country itself to develop players. So there was no negative chat, put it that way, but sometimes there was no chat about it at all, just simply because your focus was elsewhere as well. So, yeah, if that answers your question.
No, it absolutely does, though.
I just wanted to understand, now that you've experienced this, now that you are, I think, one game away from making it maybe to the final, what is the chatter you expect now when you go back home with the Australian team about the, you know, WPL?
Oh, I think every Australian player will want to take part in it. And I think the experience has been amazing. It's different. It's just been fantastic. it's not any, there's nothing negative about this place that you can take back and be like, oh, don't go to the WPL, like this app, it like runs like this. No, it's been fantastic. And I think key learnings moving forward will be kind of how smart you build your lists, your team lists at auction time. So, you know, I think Aussie players, they'll be putting their names forth, and even uncapped players that haven't played for Australia, a lot of our domestic players, they'll want to get in on the action. They'll want to put their name on the list and try and get bid on and picked up in these teams, because you kind of only improve your cricket, especially when you play it globally. You play it against other bowlers that you've never seen before. You play it in conditions you've never played in before, and in front of crowds and the TV cameras. A lot of our younger squad members, they've never played with such hype around the game. So they took a couple of games to really get kind of used to having cameras around and the crowd being so loud and, you know, like quite the DRS and how that works. Not very many comps have had the review system either. So how to use it, how to work it in your favour, or all sorts of stuff that happens with this comp. It's fantastic, and it's the professionalism of the game. So that's really what you're picking up here as well if you're a younger domestic player, because as soon as you make that Indian side, I can guarantee you there's going to be fans and there's going to be cameras and there's going to be hype around all the games that are played. So if you get used to it now at domestic level, when you transition to the international cricket, there's that extra step up in maybe quality of players and who you come up against, but same hype, same crowd, same cameras, action, it's wicked. It's good. Good fun.
Great. And last one before we let you go, Grace, is what next? I mean, how do you see the WPL getting better, getting bigger? What should be the next step according to you?
Obviously, I think there's going to be more teams involved, because you'll want to develop further the amount of people that missed out on this league, and just due to only the five teams involved. So I think there'll be more teams. I'd love it not to run for so long, like a very long period of time, because I think the best part about the franchise cricket is the fact that they're in the month windows and they work around an international calendar. And that will be a difficulty moving forward, the scheduling around international calendars, which where it happens in the men's game. So I think that'll be the next step with WPL. And I don't know what'll happen, but I think it can only go from strength to strength, and you're only going to find more absolute gem Indian players that'll put their hand up at international level, and you'll probably discover other international players will get better as well, and other teams will rise too, because as long as teams are pushing each other in international cricket and making that a competitive space, then cricket in general is in a really good place, and it makes the fans want to watch because the game's engaging and it can go either way. It's a competitive match. So I think all tactics will improve across the board, and I think it's going to be awesome.
Amazing. Amazing. No, thanks a lot. Who knows, next year we'll be doing this interview and you'll be talking in Hindi and we'll be trying a really, really bad Australian voice. So shabash for that, Grace.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Amit, jiska dar tha wo hua, you spoke in an Australian accent.
No. One second. I'd like to clarify that I did not speak in an Australian accent. There was no accent attempted. All I did was speak some words which sounded Australian in a regular accent that you hear right now. That was not my take on an Australian accent.
Achha, theek hai, chalo. But yeah, it was nice. It was a good attempt. She gave you 8.5 out of 10. I'll give you like 0.5 out of 10. Grace ka wo bhi. Like no pun intended over there.
Which is okay. It's a total of 9, right? That's still good.
oh, you're not adding that total. But anyway, we'll score you later. But what a fascinating talk, yaar. Fascinating talk. I mean, lots of things. I mean, I'm just surprised that in this crazy Mumbai heat, the players had the courage to take a jet ski and go out in the sea. I'm guessing they were all looking for a tan, which we never do, Amit. But beyond that, I think so many points, right? I think it was interesting that she mentioned the mindset of young Indian players, the dressing room conversations that happen, and basically just preparing them for the big stage. I remember this happened even in the IPL. I remember it vividly happening in the Hockey India League, for example, where lots of Indian players, young Indian players, they were always picking brain of their Australian colleagues and trying to find those little things. I mean, I'm saying Australian because Australia has been a gold standard in hockey, as they are in women's cricket as well. But I mean, these are some of the biggest takeaways from me.
For me, I think the biggest takeaway was Grace just talking about, you know, how the Indians never tend to switch off from cricket. They are just 365 days, 24/7, maybe just thinking constantly about the sport. And I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but well, that's a thing that we found out.
Ayan, it's a good thing. I remember just small example before we bring our producer Shashank in. At the Under-17 Football World Cup in 2017, I was talking to the New Zealand players and they said a similar thing, but they put it in a different context. So basically what the captain, I don't remember the name right now, but what the captain of the New Zealand team said, ki, look, I'm 17 right now. I have the luxury to fail at what I'm doing, take a break and do something else in life altogether. Whereas for an Indian player, if he fails right now, there are 10,000 people waiting in the queue behind him and they'll just like push him and he'll be nowhere and that's it. At 17, his career will be done. So I guess perhaps that's the reason why you're always there playing cricket, thinking cricket or talking cricket, because who knows, if you take a break even for a second, such is the competitive nature of this industry, unfortunately, that kya pata where you'll be. It's an interesting point, an interesting debate.
That's true of journalists as well, right?
Let's not get into that. Hamara dukh dard hum duniya mein nahi openly baat karenge. But Shashank Bhargav.
Ameer, dard baatne se kam hota hai.
I think we'll do a series on journalism and journalists.
No, but my point is like, aisa kaun si industry mein nahi hai. Right, I think this speaks to the larger Indian work.
Yeah,
culture,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
If you're an influencer, I don't think you need to work 24 hours.
Oh, what are you saying? If you talk to influencers, they're like, yaar, sara din, matlab ghar pe ho.
Ya to idea socho, ya phir. There's not an industry where you're not working 24/7, 365 days. I think cricket is that. So unfortunately, that's Indian work culture.
I have one answer for you. The HR department.
abhi appraisal ke time aana. HR bolega.
I think meeting ka time khatam hone wala. Main to nahi hu is meeting mein.
I'm though not eligible for an appraisal this year.
I think they're the hardest workers, yaar. But yeah, Shashank, I mean, lots of bakwas that we have done in the last 2 minutes. If we move beyond that, just about the WPL, I don't know if you've had the time to watch the matches, to get a glimpse of what's happening, but as a concept, as a competition, what's your take on it?
No, I haven't watched it. I don't know if I'm equipped to answer this question. But I was wondering, what did you make of her answer? Because that's actually the part that I wanted to know more about, where, you know, what would it take for it to get to the next level? You know, it's just the kind of question that I don't know if like one single player would even be equipped to answer it. Like, how, I mean, you don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I'm just curious about what your thoughts are about that. Like, what will it actually take?
I think she said the duration, but it has to be a longer duration. It's just too many games in a short period of time, I think. I feel, even though this might look perfect right now, in peak summer in Bombay, I don't think it's the best format. Perhaps it's the best suited one right now. In the longer run, they'll have to kind of tweak it, especially when they add more teams, because I think that will be the next step, adding more teams, getting more players. So the expansion in that sense will be essential. And look, the response that we've seen, the number of people seeing it from the stands, the number of people watching it on TV, online, on streaming platforms, that's all encouraging signs. So we know that there is a healthy market for this. It's just that how you kind of expand and tap into that enthusiasm, Amit?
Absolutely. I think the next big step, as you said, is expansion of teams. I think also maybe they can find a slightly better window, you know, to schedule it. Because right now, I don't know in other states, but at least in Maharashtra, for example, the board exams are still going on. So I'm assuming that a lot of kids are still either preparing for exams or yeah. So the hype that is there, that is despite all of these constraints. once you take care of all of these things, maybe it could have gone much more bigger than it currently has.
Yeah, I mean, to have it simultaneously with IPL will not be a bad idea at all. I mean, you just find windows in during IPL when there are, for example, you have double headers one day in IPL, you have the WPL next day. I'm sure there'll be ways to kind of sort out the calendar. I think that will be a nice way to look at it. Summers, evening matches, I think it fits perfectly. But yeah, I think, yeah, that's it for today, right, Amit? Unless you have something else to add.
No, absolutely. That was a great conversation. I think we don't need to add anything to whatever Grace has said. For once, I think we should let somebody else do the talking more than the two of us.
Perfect.
I'm looking up Charcoal Villa right now. It does look pretty good.
Yeah, chalo. The next time we are recording from Charcoal Villa.
Yeah. And as you know, this episode was sponsored by Charcoal Villa.
How Shashank would wish that was the case, but this episode is sponsored by no one. On that note, on that very sad note with no sponsors, but Charcoal Villa ka hope. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Grace and the conversation Amit, Shashank and I had, which I don't know, has no head or tail. Anything we've done is to offend the HR department. So that's the biggest takeaway for me from that. Thanks for listening, guys. I think we'll be back next week if we have our jobs still intact.
You were listening to Express Sports by the Indian Express. This week's show was edited and mixed by Abhishek Kumar and produced by me, Shashank Bhargav. If you like the show, then do subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also recommend the show to someone you think will like it. Share it with a friend or someone in your family. It's the best way for people to get to know about us. You can also tweet us at Express Audio and write to us at podcasts@indianexpress.com.